Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who had a worse weekend? Was it your Houston Texans football team? Or was it your Houston Astros baseball team? You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Before we get there, someone said on the text line from the 713, watching the Texans and Jags play, I swear I heard the Benny Hill theme song playing. That's from Art and Wood Forest. And why do you have that at the ready?
Dude.
Why is that ready to go?
You are good, Figgy.
I've been waiting to play this.
I bet you have.
You.
I just got to find a highlight to go with this now.
Like, I know, I think we all felt this, but we were not watching this together. And I said we all, not just us in this room, but all of us collectively that were watching this game, especially those of us that felt locked in by either our work or just our fandom to this game. I felt like I was being held hostage. I'm pretty sure this was against the Geneva Convention, right? Like, I'm pretty sure this can. I was watching this game and I was like, this has to be one of the worst games of football that I've ever been subjected to in my life that I have to watch.
Yeah.
Right.
You lost to a bad team.
It was deeply frustrating as a football game.
You lost to a bad team. By the way, if you're looking for a highlight to go with this, how about that catch and throw in the Mariners game? When Paris Chica is
man. So what is that? That's Friday night.
Friday night, yeah.
Where at the end of the game, yeah, in the bottom of the ninth, you're looking for two runs, mm-hmm, right? Is my memory serving me correctly? You have Jake Meyers at second, somebody else on first. My memory is, there's a lot of things that has happened this weekend and a lot of things I need to keep straight. If you can help me out, 713-572-4610. Ball, hit deep into right center. And
what a catch.
Good God, what was that, Victor Robles? Yes. And right? Just an incredible.
I got it. Don't worry.
I mean, I feel bad gushing over this here in Houston, because I'm like, that was an incredible catch. I mean, he's horizontal. He's Superman flying over the turf to make that grab. But it seemed like Jake Meyers had decided well before that. I'm going, baby. There's one out in the top and in the bottom of the ninth.
It ain't no way in hell he's catching that.
He's like, ain't no way. I'm going.
I don't care if this is the major leagues. I don't know. I don't think he'll catch it.
He was still going after he caught the ball, too.
Brother, he
was at home plate.
Yeah.
He had that. He got damn near to home plate. Looks up like, wait, what happened?
And I like the way they got it.
What are we doing?
They just said, they were like playing soft toss. Like, here you go. Go ahead and step on that bag. But he ain't going to get back here.
At the same time, Tony Paris Chica is like, I mean, that ain't nothing close to a stop sign going there. That's as green as green lights go.
No.
And that started a weekend of...
We should have known.
We should have known. I mean, I think we knew deep down, but we're like, you got to hold out hope because this series matters so much. And what did your Astros give you? Bupkis.
Nothing.
They gave you nothing. A sweep at the hands of the Seattle Mariners, who are now three games ahead of you in the AL West. Your Astros... really didn't give you much offensively all over the weekend.
They never led.
That is a great point.
They never led.
Never lead all the way through the weekend. Fromber gives you...
Fromber.
The Jason Alexander, he gets shelled to the tune of...
What did McTaggart say? The glass slipper is off or the whatever it is?
I mean, it's not just off. It's been crashed. It's been ground up. You know, it's back into sand. This was this is rough.
All that said,
and so you have an Astros team that's three games back in the AL West. They are, if the season were to end today, they would be out of the playoffs because they don't have the tiebreaker against the Cleveland Guardians. Mm-hmm. So you go from being right there in the AL West to now looking like you need to scrap and claw for the AL for the wild card in the final few games, which are all on the road. Mm-hmm. Versus a Texans team that's 0-3, where no 0-3 team has made the Super Bowl. So just in case you were thinking that was a thing that was possible for the Texans, off the table. And only one in the last, 25 years has made the playoffs starting 0-3. That's your 2018 Houston Texans. Only six in the modern era of the NFL have made the playoffs from 0-3, dating back to at least 1980. And so which of these teams had the worst weekend, friends? 713-572-4610.
We need to go on the record here. Not that it's that big a deal, but I want to know from you and Figgy, you know, who had the most disappointing, the worst weekend. I'm going to say the Texans, based on expectations. You know, if you look at what the – and I know the Astros, they just flat out fell on their face. I mean, that was bad. They just never led – 2 for 22, I believe, with runners in scoring position. Just bad, 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 bad. We get that. But the expectation for the Astros was kind of fingers crossed. I hope, I think, they have the gene. They've done so much. The expectations for the Texans was they're here. They have arrived. This team is all it needs is the good, safe offense, a couple of big plays here and there, and they are inept. This is an inept football team altogether. And we can say, yeah, they still have a good defense. Yeah, they have an okay defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm about to say, is it a good defense?
Yeah, they have an okay defense. They can't tackle. You know,
like what are they? I'm curious where they rank when it comes to defenses in the league, like as far as the numbers through week four.
Well,
sounds like you're talking to me right now.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you know what really good defenses do? They don't let the Rams go down and beat you. They don't let the Bucks go down and beat you. They don't let the Jaguars go down and beat you. That bothers me more. That should bother you more than anything else. Like, what do good defenses do? Really good defenses? They step up and they make the plays. You know, that which also ties back to, you know, we're close. Are you? You can't tackle and you can't stop them when it counts the most.
But this is the thing that's the most frustrating about all of this. Because I think that this is a worse defense than it was last year as of this moment.
Yeah.
I still think this is a good defense. If for no other reason than you are top five in points allowed per game. You've allowed 17 points per game. The problem is the margins are just so razor thin that everything gets highlighted. And that's not to say the defense hasn't had real problems. The secondary, specifically safeties, have looked a little dicey. Although, I would like to give a salute to the man that wears number 8. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson absolutely showed up in a way that he hadn't in the first two games. For me personally, there was at least one play where there's a, you know, kind of a screen where he's the man to make the tackle and he's playing at true safety, third level depth. And he triggers, he gets downfield, he makes the tackle. Like, the aggression of him kind of showed up. The only thing that could stop him was apparently a contact falling out on the field for C.J. Gardner-Johnson. But, yeah, I think this defense, There's still problems. Great. There's tackling issues. Yeah. There's leaky. I mean, it feels like if any team wants to get about 5 to 7 yards in a zone, they can get that at any time by just sitting down between those linebackers, and they will get those yards. So, like, there's things that still exist there. But I can also look at that and go, well, I mean, they're still holding up kind of their end of the bargain of we're going to hold teams below the margin. I mean, usually what is it in the NFL now? Keep people to 19 points and you have an opportunity. Mm-hmm. They're below that. And you're just not getting anything of real note from the offense. But I think you're right on the overall sense.
But look at the ends of these games.
Yeah.
The ends of all three of them.
Well,
all three of them.
They've given you opportunities. But
well, they punched out the ball at the very end, and that ended up being the offense. But they did have that big second half.
And they had interceptions. They had their first interception.
In the second half.
And we kind of had like a high expectation for this defense too. I think top five, maybe top 10 type of defense.
Oh, I was saying top three, top five.
Yeah,
I'll fall on the sword.
for real. And I thought so too. Yeah. I just feel like it's a little more issues with this defense than we expected. Yeah.
From the 713, in terms of wrecking my mood, the Texans just beat out the Astros on who has the worst weekend, but both had me drinking. That's from the 713.
To be fair, you're probably going to drink anyway.
Let's see. From Brandon on the YouTube, Texans easily. I thought I saw someone else actually go for the Astros here when we come to it, mentioning that Jake Myers is – attempt at making a run, even if he had gotten that did not matter because you still need another run. By the way, I did say it was Friday. That was Saturday, the 6-4 loss. Man, the tough thing about it is the Astros, the window we knew was kind of closing, and this was an attempt to pry it open. So maybe that doesn't hurt as hard as seeing the 0-3 start for a Texas team where it's like this is supposed to be part of the ascension and you're falling flat on your face.
You just hit on something. Yeah.
But I think also there is something to be said for this is the start of the season for the Texans, and as much as you have to squint and contort yourself, you could maybe see some – there's opportunity. There's time to maybe get it right. This is the Astros in the waning moments dying and withering, and that maybe gives you the opportunity to possibly go, this is the worst weekend for the Astros. Because also, it's how it happened. The damn Seattle Mariners, the team that for like a half decade we've been saying, oh, here they come, and they couldn't get off the tarmac, they couldn't get off the runway, they did it to you?
See, the thing is, I feel like the Astros had the worst weekend because I feel like the Astros always had this switch that they flip on when it's time to flip on. And the Seattle Mariners, who always fall flat on their face around this time, they didn't, man. They came in like they were the Astros.
Yeah.
And to make things worse, if you look around kind of who's all in the mix, man, it seemed like everybody was blazing hot. Mm-hmm. You had the Guardians won 10 in a row, and it just seemed like this was the wrong time. And you had your best starting rotation out there.
Yeah.
That was your best. Well, and you just fall flat like that.
I do agree with what you're saying, and that was my sentiment as well. I thought the same thing. They'll be able to step up. It also left me, after yesterday, thinking maybe the worm has turned. The Mariners looked hungrier. The Mariners had the better power, the better defense. The manager. With all the better pitching.
They was cooking on the mound, brother. The better bullpen,
the better managerial moves and all that.
That trade deadline looking lovely for them
It's looking awesome. So, and this is a whole other topic that I'm sure we'll get to this week, but has the worm turned? Because the Astros looked like the team that was aging and maybe telling us the time is done and scrambling for answers and all that. So that's I don't disagree with your point. I'm still going to say Texans because of what Reggie said just a second ago. He said the ascension. There is not only is there no ascension that we're seeing decline. And that is frustrating and heartbreaking and maddening.
Oof. There's a lot more to talk about with both of these teams. And you know what? I thought I was going to, like, we were all just going to be able to wallow in the mire together. Someone is a little bit lower from the 8-2. I'm a Razorback fan, so trifecta of crap.
Baby.
I'm so sorry for you, friend. But you are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's see if we can at least have some fun. Like, for me personally, in my culture, when we are sad, we make jokes in order to make ourselves feel better. So let's do that. Question of the day. What are the Texans close to? Wrong answers only. 713-572-4610. Let's laugh to keep from crying next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.